The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command, I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come to help them. They came and filled the boats so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him and all those with him, and likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." And when they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Faith, hope, and love remain, these three, but the greater of these is love. My friends, in the gospel that is oftentimes read for today, we also hear about Jesus. When he went back to his hometown of Nazareth, where he had lived there in that town for 30 full years. And the people there invited Jesus to speak to them in the synagogue. And at first their reaction to Jesus was extremely favorable. They were happy that he was there, and they were actually impressed very, very much with his gracious words. But then the tide started to turn. The problem was that the people who were listening to Jesus, they were still blind as to who Jesus really, really was. And when Jesus told the people about the miracle that was worked for a widow back in the town of Sarepta, and when Jesus also told him about that leper Naaman, who was cured of his leprosy, they said, "What are you talking about? Those persons are Gentile. They are non-Jews. They're outsiders. They're sinners." And the people in the synagogue really didn't like what they were being told, that they needed to change their thinking and to realize and to believe that, yes, Jesus came into this world to save all people, not just one or other groups of people or only the Jewish people, all people. And so what happened? The people actually became enraged. When you read that story and hear about that, what did they do? They took Jesus out of the synagogue. They led him to the outside of the city, to the hill that was there, and they tried to throw him off that hill, trying really to kill him. But what did Jesus do? He just disappeared from their sight. And we can certainly see that these people were lacking in two things. They were, number one, lacking in faith, and number two, they were certainly lacking in the spirit of love, true love. And that is what St. Paul was talking about here in our second reading this morning, about the importance, the need for real, true love in our lives. So St. Paul was saying, in effect, that we are all to be so filled with God's presence that love cannot be stopped from flowing out from our hearts. We are to be kind, never jealous, never self-seeking or prone to anger. We should never keep any kind of record of being wrongly accused by another person, or have no ability to limit the trust, the hope, the power that we need to always persevere. In short, your love, my love for anyone should never fail. And as you know, we live in a world where it is so easy to walk away or terminate whatever becomes inconvenient or difficult, like where love is always, always needed every day between husband and wife, always needed when the mother finds herself pregnant. So today let us ask ourselves once again, how can I be truly a more loving person for the people that I meet, just to love them a little bit better, not only the ones I know, but also those I don't know. Not only the person that I like, but even someone that I find a bit disagreeable and I dislike. That's it. Our faith is always calling us back to be or to do something more for anyone that we know who may be hurting or alone or grieving, to love in a way that the world does not or will never understand. We're called, that's it, from the day of our baptism, to be a loving person. So faith, hope, and love remain, these three. But the greatest of them is love.